It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Your home for the best coverage of the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies.
Y'all ready?
This is Unrivaled with Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery.
It's our show, all right?
On 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
Welcome back. It's Unrivaled, 97.5 1280 The Zone, The Zone Sports Network. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Thanks for being with us. This portion of the program brought to you by RGS Exteriors and Construction. It's a new year. Does your home need a new look? RGS Exteriors can give your home that look that you want with the stucco, brick, vinyl, James Hardy siding. Get that new look for this year by calling 801-280-3110. That's 801-280-3110, RGS Exteriors and Construction. Speaking of construction, we're watching the apartment buildings being built across from us here at Vivint Smart Home Arena. That's a job. If I'm not doing this, Scott, I'd want to be operating that crane.
Crane like operator?
Total kid.
Well, you watch cranes, and I swear they never do anything. They're just like never moving. It's like they're never moving. And then we actually saw action today, like a big old beam.
Give me some of that sweet crane action. Yeah, you know what's good? Is there cranes up in Salt Lake City. That's a good sign.
I can see three right now.
Right now. From where Scott's looking, you can see three. I just had somebody reach out on Twitter, and they said, I don't know what you guys are smoking, Alex and Scott, but I want some. You can go to Colorado and get some. BYU hasn't dominated the Pac-12. It would take two more years like the last just to get close to being 500. Recent successes or failures in the past, BYU is a better option than Colorado was. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Makes way more sense.
Wait,
and
so,
Colorado's been in the Big 12 before. They can get everybody to the
Big
12.
Was your tweet, buddy, was he trying to say that we think BYU's a great team in the Pac-12? I'm not saying.
No, I think they're just saying that. I think they heard one thing that you said about, you know, BYU's dominated the Pac-12 recent, like last year they had great success against them.
Yeah.
But I think they beat
USC before.
No,
last
I know.
Year.
I mean, like I said, whether or not you want to say historically over time BYU is nowhere near as good as these other Pac-12 teams.
Utah hasn't dominated the Pac-12. It's been recently that Utah's done well in the Pac-12. But they've been in the Pac-12 for, what, 11, 12 years now?
Right, and they've played Pac-12 teams previous to that as well. So
I mean, all I remember—
if you were going to add up all the wins and losses, you'd go, yeah, that's tough to play those Pac-12
teams. I'm just saying that Colorado, I think BYU is a better— a better participant than what I mean, and it's not a high bar to beat. You know, it's not like Colorado's just really, you know.
No, Scott, they're an amazing team, and BYU's better than they are. But you think about it too. If BYU
worst case
and
scenario,
Colorado swapped, and Colorado was in the Big 12, that would actually make a lot of sense right now.
Yeah,
way more,
a whole lot more sense.
If BYU's in the Pac-12,
yes.
Now that being said, BYU fan, be excited. You're in the Big 12.
Yeah,
move on.
Everyone should be excited.
And Scott's message today to the BYU fan is get snobby. Act like you don't need to play that Utah game. Just say it out loud so you know how it feels.
I just think it's funny because they were so desperate to have that game before BYU was, and now it's like we don't need this. We may not need any of these Pac-12 schools.
Yeah, I don't think that. But I don't think BYU is as petulant as Utah is about it.
They're better people.
Way more mature.
Oh, my goodness. I can tell you a story, and I won't.
You're on the radio. You better tell the story.
I'm not going to tell this story.
Well,
there's no way.
Keep the guilty parties out of it, like the names. You couldn't do it without a...
Yeah, I can do it.
Okay, let's hear it.
I was invited by a friend who had sideline passes to the BYU versus Mississippi State football game.
Okay.
I was living in Utah County at the time.
You had just come back probably, or maybe a couple years removed.
Yeah.
From
and he said, would you like to be my guest? It's really cool. We can roam the sidelines, and all these people are hanging out on the sideline before the game. You get to meet them. You know, it's kind of a who's who of the LDS culture is kind of hanging out there.
Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm really serious.
No, that, I know. That, I'm just that saying
was,
like that.
That was part of the pitch.
That to me doesn't sound that. I mean, the who's who of the LDS culture. Like they're on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City?
No. It's like, you know.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, okay. Church leaders. And so I'm like, yeah, I'd love to do that. And Brian Johnson was actually coaching at Mississippi State. And guess who the quarterback was? Dak Prescott.
BYU beat him that year. And that was the year that our colleague, I was hosting Cougar Sports Saturday with Dave Noriega. He was filming for KSL TV.
Yes.
He got blasted.
He got
his feet taken out from under him.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was informed 15 minutes before I'm to leave to go to the game, I'm not allowed on the BYU side of the stadium.
For real?
Before or after the game.
Oh, is this real?
And during the game.
Or is this one of those things you can just tell your Utah friends so they'll get mad about BYU?
No, it was a real thing.
As I said before, BYU is not as petulant as
exactly. Of course they're not. And the reasoning was if BYU fans in the stands saw me on the sideline, who is the hated enemy,
They would think that you were over there stealing.
They're like, how did he get down on the field? And we can't.
Come on.
Yeah. So Ty Detmer was actually coaching there. And he goes, shoot, you can have my sideline pass and you can come stand right by me if you want. I don't care.
Jeez. Well, hey, that's fine.
Anyways.
I get it.
Without naming names.
Yeah. Well, do the math on who at BYU would have made that decision.
Yeah.
Okay. Scott, the transfer portal, we're kind of getting I don't know how our close we are on the Jackson Dart decision. Have we been told what that's looking like? So he's meeting with apparently met with Ole Miss head coach Lane Kiffin again yesterday. Right? And
can you do that?
Lane Kiffin put a picture up
in
of
the
him
transfer portal. Can a coach fly out and recruit? Is that a possibility?
Right. I mean, you're basically when you're in the transfer portal, your recruitment is open back up again.
You can have.
I don't know if you. Get, I don't know if.
Is
I
there
know
a dead period
like
in the transfer portal? Like you can't talk to people at a certain time.
I don't know. But the other thing is do you get like another handful of like official visits, or how do you do that? You got five because he got an official visit to Ole Miss. He got an official visit to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Was the visit to BYU a quote-unquote official? Because what that means is the team is allowed to throw him gear, feed him while they're in town, put them up at a nice hotel, fly him out there, right? Official visits, that's the stuff that comes with official visits. I don't know how many you get
well, if you
the
come
second
from,
time around.
What, Kaysville to Provo, that's a long drive. You probably want to stay overnight. Oh, wait.
He's from Draper, remember?
Oh, he lives in Draper now. Oh, well, that's just a small commute. So he probably wouldn't stay overnight. Maybe meet him halfway and they have.
So my question is, and you brought this up, and this is a fascinating thing for me, is that I've seen a million of these articles about, well, who's doing the best in the transfer portal? Let's grade the transfer portal right now of guys who they got. But they're grading guys who they're getting right now. And the transfer portal rankings in the Pac-12, USC is the quote-unquote leader at 12 commits out of the transfer portal.
See, and to me, you know what that sounds
you've
like?
You've got four stars and eight three stars. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't know what that means when guys are transferring from another school. I don't care about your high school stars.
But you know what that sounds like to me? It sounds like, man, the cupboards are bare. Like you need immediate help. I mean,
there was a massive shift in coaches, which is exactly what happened at USC.
But, I mean, there's always going to be movement because of a coaching change. That's a lot. That's like significant, and that seems like desperation. Are those players gonna stick? Someone will. Some of them will be good. I mean, if you look at Utah, you'd say, well, Utah had an unmitigated disaster last year and the year before. Jake Bentley and Charlie Brewer were awful. Now, I'm not saying they're awful players, but the fit was awful.
Yeah.
But then on the flip side of it, you can go, well, they got Cam Rising out of the transfer portal, and they got, as you mentioned earlier, they got Tavion Thomas. So, and they got to the Rose Bowl, and those two players were a significant help. So it's like on one side of it, you strike out, and on the other side of it, you hit home runs.
Well, and if we're just going to go off the numbers, I mean, you've said this too. Like, what's the point of even recruiting guys straight out of high school? Is that the place now to get the best talent, or is the transfer portal going to be the place? And so from that, if you were just to look at the numbers of guys that you get, scholarship guys that you have coming into your program, USC is number one in the country right now of those commits that have come out of the transfer portal. They have 12 so far in the offseason. LSU's number two with 11. So if you just go by the pure
same
numbers.
Thing.
I know.
they, if you just go desperate by the, to win.
If you go by just the pure numbers, then you're looking at all these teams who are just getting a bunch of guys out of the transfer portal and a bunch of guys that are, you know, here's the thing. How many of those 12 guys are damaged goods? You know what I mean? Like, or just
there's
going to
be a percentage. There's going to be a percentage.
And there's going to be two. How many can you say, yes, you're going to come to, like, is Caleb Williams going to go to USC and actually just blow that whole place up? Oklahoma, for as much as we say that they've totally lost in the transfer portal situation, they did lose a bunch of guys, but they have 9 commits. They're number 4 in the country of how many commits they got out of the transfer portal. It's not like Oklahoma is a total cupboards bare situation. And so when you start going down the list, BYU ranks 36th in the country out of the transfer portal, picking up 3. But those were big pickups for them.
But if you're a program that has consistency, you've well established in recruiting, and you add a few extra nuggets, you know, like gems that you find, man, just a couple of guys makes a huge difference for a team, whether it's depth or whether it's just in a position that, you know, you're kind of weak at. You don't need to have 12 guys to be a success in the transfer portal. The thing that really shocks me about the transfer portal, though, and I'm still scratching my head on it, how these blue blood programs, Ohio State, Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma, whatever, how do they need to go in the transfer portal to get players? Like these are the schools that consistently have the best.
That's not the school's problem. I think a lot of these transfers, if you
have access to the very best players, no one tells you no. I mean, apparently Kayvon Thibodeau said no because the academics just aren't up to par at Alabama. I guess that's the only guy that's ever said no. I mean, you're getting the best talent, and you still you. Well, what kind of coaching are you doing if you have the best talent and you're losing guys? I don't understand that.
So many of these 4-star guys and 3-star guys show up to these schools, and they actually are 1 or 2-star guys, or they're no star guys. Like they just don't pan out. Like they get on the field and they become totally different people in high school when they're playing against that. They're playing against those teams. You know, I'm looking at guys, and you go, where are you coming from? And where were you playing? And you were at a big high school, and you're 6'4", and you're 205, and you're a big old wide receiver. We want you. And then they get there, and they're just a massive flop. Or the guy who was the 2-star. I mean, listen, Cooper Kupp is the best wide receiver in the league, maybe. And the guy played at Nowheresville Yakima High School there in Washington, and then played at Eastern, and then comes out of college. And people are like, yeah, he's a nice pickup guy. He's quick. Everyone's looking at him like a Julian Edelman, right? Which is just the white guy slot receiver is kind of what people are basically saying, right? Instead, he's turned into something totally different. But who's going to predict that? You know, who's going to – maybe Troy Taylor, who coached him at Eastern, right? I mean, who's going to totally predict where these guys are going to go? Because then they go to the NFL, if they do, and you have no idea where they're going to be there either. First-round draft picks turn into nothing afterward, and that's the equivalent of a 5-star guy. I don't know. I don't know who the big winner, quote unquote, is. Is it when you, at the end of their career, then we rank you and say, yeah, because ranking how the transfer portal is, I'm looking at this list of transfer portal rankings, doesn't mean anything. USC is, they're ranked at the top of this list of a bunch of schools who have no idea what they're really getting with these guys. They really have no idea what they're going to get, even if they have some tape on
them. Got Travis Dye from Oregon.
Yeah, they did. Utah. They're probably the biggest winners because look at their quarterback right now. you could say the transfer portal's been a flop at quarterback because you think of Bentley and you think of
Brewer.
Of Brewer, and you go, we thought this was going to be something totally different.
Just don't get a quarterback with a
Bentley and Brewer
last name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're go for the R's. Onto something there. I think you're onto something. Now let's take a break. We'll come back. Got more to go. We got our What Are the Odds segment around the corner with Sean Payton making his announcement about stepping away from coaching. We're going to talk about the possible future there because, oh boy, Cowboy fans are hoping that guy makes his move across state lines over into Dallas. We'll take that break. We'll come back. More to go. It's 97.5 1280 The Zone Sports Network.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on kslpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.